More than any other year, perhaps, in recent memory, I'm aware how this time of year we are really in an intense period of counting. We're counting the days, and we're counting now even the weeks of the lockdown. We're counting numbers in the economy, the people that are affected. We're even counting the weight that we have put on, perhaps. We're counting the days, looking forward. Jewishly, of course, the count of the Omer continues as we approach the feast of festival of Shavuot, of giving, of Torah. This is a time of introspection, of self-refinement, in preparation for the giving of Torah. And it always surprises me, or doesn't surprise me perhaps, how Torah is always relevant or seems to be in dialogue with the things that are happening around us. It is no coincidence that the book of Numbers is read today. In Hebrew, of course, this is the book of Bamidbar, which gives us the context, the first word of recognizable in Hebrew of the situation the Israelites find themselves. They are in the wilderness. But in Hebrew, Bamidbar also has another name. It is called Chumash HaPekudim, the book of those numbered. It is a book dominated by numbers, the census, the Levites, 38 years in the wilderness. But what strikes me is not only the theme of numbers. In the very first verse of the book of Numbers, we see, actually it is the second, after we're told where we are in the context of the date, also having to do with numbers. Se'u et rosh kol adat b'nei Yisrael. In English, it is translated as, take a census of the Israelites. But this is no ordinary way of putting it in the Hebrew. Se'u et rosh kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Lift up the heads of the Israelites is more of a free translation. It connotes a meaning that is more than just arriving at a number. It implies that when one counts in this way, one lifts up the individuals, bringing them and also those who count, I would say, to a higher level. And it is this kind of counting that I'd like to focus on in my brief drasha this Shabbat. I know, I'm very aware of the context that we're only counting in our parasha the men who are over 20. Many people are excluded from this count. We get a general number of the census. We can tell how many people are there, but we also see who is not being counted. However, Torah has a certain DNA, like all living documents. And even though in the context of the times, women and children and so on were excluded, the real DNA of this type of counting bubbles up to the surface, telling us to go further, to lift ourselves up, to lift people and to count them. So, of course, we are egalitarian. We count everyone in our society. And this is true not only to religion. Because just when we think that we count everyone, we realize that perhaps we're not there yet. But the news are generally good. This week in particular, I was really impressed by the news of a certain Syrian refugee, Mr. Akkad, a cleaner at the NHS, who posted a short clip, a video clip on Twitter, expressing his shock and his sense of betrayal at not being counted and recognized, at being excluded from an NHS bereavement scheme and other schemes that entitle other NHS workers, but not refugees like him and their dependents to certain benefits. And the result was that he was counted. In the last few weeks, we are counting and we're recognizing key workers. We're recognizing the contributions of those we sometimes take for granted. People stocking shelves at supermarkets, occupations that we should never take for granted, like teachers and nurses. And we do it in a way that shows real appreciation. It also struck me in the context of our board meetings and my conversations this week about LGBTQ plus inclusion. We were speaking about language of how would we call people who are gender fluid or gender neutral to the Aliyah, to the Torah, for example. And it made me realize that recognizing and counting up people's uniqueness make us stronger. It make us realize every person's contribution and the society, we're much stronger and richer, therefore. So on this Shabbat, as we begin Sefer HaPekudim, the book of those being counted, I hope that we carry several messages with us into the coming week and indeed the months ahead. That there are many ways to count, many verbs to count, and when we count, we should do it in a way that lifts people up and not bring them down. We should count their contributions. We should count their part of society. Lately, we've seen so many numbers that bring us down. As we are beginning to turn the tide and see the numbers that bring us down, hopefully diminishing, and the good news outweighing the bad news, my hope is that we remember this, that we become aware of those we might inadvertently leave out, but remember them to count after all, so that we emerge stronger, a better society. Shabbat Shalom, a good new month of Sivan, Chodesh Tov. Thank you. Let us now begin concluding our service, let the countdown towards the rest of Shabbat and Onek Shabbat also begin. On page 310, we continue with the Aleinu.